This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along as we're talking with 108th Pennsylvania State Representative Michael Stender, who has been in office less than a year. Is that?
No, actually, I'm at just about 14 months today.
14 months. Now, you're located here, this office, this is your main office in the district.
Yeah, so we're here located at 390 Washington Avenue here in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. It's actually one of the buildings that used to be utilized by the Sunbury Hospital. So we're behind the old Sunbury Hospital here in Sunbury. Beautiful office, right by the Kiwanis Playground.
Yeah, nice peaceful setback here, but handy, I guess, to much of your district.
Yeah, so we still get a lot of, we still get a lot of activity here, and then we have satellite office hours in Milton and in Danville. So you know, we still get a lot of foot traffic in and out of here, lots of phone calls, along with, you know, our satellite offices are also very busy, and, you know, we see people from throughout the district on a daily basis.
Here's one of the weirder questions you'll get, but my mind is always in the details, and as I walked in here, I saw the sign with your name and representative. Is that something the state does, or do you just they just say go for it? And
so actually the state comptroller dictates all things office and actually what's reimbursable. So everything in this office is a reimbursable, or not everything, but most things here are reimbursed. So I can get one sign per an office. That's what I'm allowed to do. I can't have two signs or three signs. It's one sign, and I can get, and for the most part, it's up to us as the state reps of what sign we would like, but also recognizing that whatever we get, I mean, really that comes out of our pocket, and then as the state sees fit, you know, as long as it qualifies, they'll reimburse.
Just give me just a quick look at your 14 months in office, and how big is the learning curve for something like this? I mean, it's not like a job you can get some training for. You kind of got to go into it cold.
Well, yeah, so after now being here for a year, you know, I had the good fortune when I was in college. I had interned for former member Representative Merle Phillips. So I did a summer with him 15, 16 years ago out of his Harrisburg office. So there was a lot of the details in Harrisburg that I was familiar with. And I'll say that really the biggest thing over the last year of catching up with is the projects and things going on in the district. You know, I represent all of Montour County and all of Upper Northumberland County. So being able to hear from each township supervisor, borough official, mayors, county commissioners of what projects they've been working on or, you know, are in the process of working through. And then also, it's been really important for me to get out and tour businesses and meet with businesses. Just last week, I was up at Boyd Station in Riverside touring that facility and really getting a handle on, you know, what they're doing there, how I can help them in my role as, you know, as their state legislator, and, you know, different challenges they may have, you know, in state government. And I've been doing that, you know, all year. I try to, you know, meet with my municipalities and meet with my businesses, you know, and I joke with everybody. I started with my larger employers first, and I've been working my way down through. You know, I've met with some people in, you know, some of our different churches, our religious groups, all those different things, just to get a good understanding of what's really going on in the 108th district. So when I'm voting in Harrisburg, that really helps me in understanding, you know, what we need here in central Pennsylvania.
I guess if you had interned with Mr. Phillips, you at least had some idea, but do you find that there's a lot of these little nitty gritty things that people probably don't think of their representative doing? I mean, the office is here, so people are coming for whatever they need. You know, what sort of things do you run into?
No, I think, you know, from state agencies, our state agencies, we're interacting, you know, on behalf of our constituents, lots of PennDOT issues, issues with the Department of Revenue. I think in the last week, we sent out emails, obviously PennDOT Revenue, FIA, about some issues with somebody, you know, somebody's state grant for college. I know we've been in conversations with Liquor Control Board, you know, trying to help some of our constituents sell businesses or transfer businesses. And, you know, sometimes in Harrisburg, things just get held up. Especially during the summer, it doesn't seem like a good reason other than, hey, maybe somebody was on vacation, but we're still trying to conduct business. So some of that stuff, you know, is nuanced to the offices, but, you know, there are things that, you know, I will joke that they're, you know, the small things, like you said about, we already talked about the sign, like all that stuff's reimbursed. So realistically, you know, it's my job to be a good steward of the people's money. So we're not just out there haphazardly doing things. And realistically, if a bill doesn't get paid, that's because we didn't pay the bill. It's not because they're waiting for something from the state. You know, we have to pay that bill. We have to be good stewards of the state's money, you know, while I'm in office. And that was something that, you know, I just never, you know, had seen behind the curtain, so to speak. So it was just something different. And, you know, you just don't know some things until you get into the position.
And reading your legislator's newsletter, if you don't get that, that's probably a good idea, because, I mean, you know, even in my business where I'm seeing stories and what's going on all the time, I always seem to learn something new from those too. So that's, do folks get that automatically, or do they need to sign up?
Yeah, so we send out a weekly e-blast to people's email. They can go on to my website and sign up for that, or they can just call our office and, you know, provide us with our email and we'll get them signed up. But I think it's really important that people are aware of programs that are consistently occurring in the state of Pennsylvania. So as time permits, if there's a new grant opportunity for a nonprofit or a municipality, we try to include that. If there's new programs being rolled out, we try to include those. We do special hours here once a month where we have a member from the Pennsylvania State American Legion comes in and helps veterans with paperwork. We try to include that stuff to keep people informed of opportunities that exist, you know, here in Pennsylvania. You know, it's July, so a new state budget was passed, so there will be new programs that, you know, will operate with the new state budget. So those are things we try to push out and try to keep people informed of.
And you know, we'll get notices about the property tax rent rebate being extended, deadline, things like that. That's just all the nitty gritty of your job.
Yeah, property tax rent and rebates, actually, it's something I wasn't even fully aware of prior to this, because I don't qualify. I'm not over 65, and I don't meet the income requirements. But that's something that has, you know, our office, we assist with filling out those applications, and that's for people who rent or for who own their own property. But if you make $45,000 or less, you probably qualify for some portion of that program. And that's something that if you reach out to our office, we'd be more than happy to help you with. We're getting new people all the time. That program, the income requirement this year is the new year for the new requirement of you can actually make up to $45,000. In years past, it was dramatically less income limit. And that's something we can really help out with. But there's different programs like that that, you know, as people, you know, have issues or not sure where to turn, we can always help guide people. So, you know, they can contact any one of our offices or they can go on our website and, you know, there's forms there to submit questions.
And I know I learned 7 or 8 years ago that one of the things your representative does is introduce sometimes those proclamations for a certain observance or awareness month, because I talked to Representative Culver at the time, who got July designated as Juvenile Arthritis Awareness Month. My daughter was diagnosed with it, so, you know, went through her. So it's kind of like, I think people need to remember they have a spokesman for themselves, basically, in their legislator.
Yeah, and we help people with all different, you know, it can be something, you know, I had the privilege of recognizing Emergency Medical Services Week in the month of May this year. you know, our ambulance services are something that's near and dear to my heart, and I think it's important that we recognize our first responders. But then there's also other citations that we help people out with. If you've you know, if you get recognized as an Eagle Scout, we can help provide a citation. If you're having a 50th wedding anniversary, I think actually the wedding anniversary that I provided a citation to somebody for. There was a 70th one already since I've been in office. So they were married 70 years, and we provide them with the citation. Just the other week, I got to be out at the Chillisquaque Presbyterian Church in Pottsgrove for their 250th anniversary. So there are, you know, different nuances like that that, you know, we want to recognize people in Pennsylvania who do good work and who reach certain milestones. So if you're ever interested in something like that, once again, reach out to our office. But we like to recognize those here in our valley who have put in time, energy, and effort into whatever endeavor they've chosen in life.
And kind of came here with a thought of just getting your thoughts on some of the current issues, but this is a chance really to get to know just the job and what I'm enjoying this because I'm learning things myself after all the interviews I've done. And you were a firefighter previously?
Yeah, I had spent the last 11 years. I was fortunately offered a position with the city of Harrisburg. I was a career firefighter down there. I still lived in Sunbury, commuted back and forth. There was actually a group of us who would carpool together. But I had the good fortune of being a firefighter. It was something I always wanted to do. And when the opportunity arose after I graduated college, I jumped at it. But I also think that that's something that's fun to do when you're in your 20s and your 30s. And as you get older, you know, it's not so much fun to, carrying, 50 pounds of hose up, 15 flights of steps and climbing ladders and, so it was a good time to make a change.
Let's just talk about some of that. Obviously, you don't go into Harrisburg with the power behind you because you need to get seniority. But were there things that you, in getting elected, said, here's what I would really like to see done, or, whether you've done it yet or will be able to eventually, areas that you'd like to tackle?
Well, so I think one of the unique things that I try to take to this job is, although I have my personal opinion on issues, I recognize that I represent 65,000 people. So there are things that to me I just won't budge on, but there are a lot of areas, and I'm never afraid to say there are things I just don't know. So if I'm not sure, that's where people responding to our e-blast or going on the website, sending a message, or maybe even writing a letter or a postcard of your view on a specific issue, that is always helpful to me and the other legislators in Harrisburg. So we have an understanding of where people are at in our district. I come from a public safety background, so there are things that do interest me. Specifically in the public safety sector, I've introduced a study on urban search and rescue because I think that is an issue that is important to me. But I also think it's important to any community that has the potential for flooding. And I think if we do the correct study on urban search and rescue, that will help state agencies like PEMA identify some gaps that, may exist in communities that are prone to flooding and things that our first responders could use and help they could use from the state to help identify some of those issues. Something that's always near and dear to, I think should be near and dear to most of us is economic development. Pennsylvania, has historically had what they call the brain drain. We have a lot of younger people who grow up here, born here, go to college here, and then after college, they leave because they can't find the right job. I think that's something that's very near and dear to my heart. I, born and raised here, went to college locally in Bloomsburg, and I chose to stay here to raise my family because I really enjoy living in central Pennsylvania. As I tell everybody, we're a state that has a true four seasons. So, that's something, those are things that I really enjoy about living here. And I think it's important that, when we go through things in Harrisburg, is I recognize we really need to focus on economic development, focus on manufacturing jobs, focus on, having careers here where people feel comfortable staying here, getting married here, raising their family here. We have some great public education here. I mean, from Shikellamy to Milton to Wyre Run to Danville to Selins Grove to Lewisburg, these are some of the best school districts in the state. And I think it is a great reward to be able to live here and then send your kids locally to these school districts. We also have great private schools that do a wonderful job. But ultimately, I think living here in central Pennsylvania, you know, I think it's a great place to raise a family and still be able to know who your neighbor is, or, you know, not have to sit in hours of traffic to go 3 miles.
The it's kind of like, I think, when people in Europe think of the United States as New York City, maybe people from outside of Pennsylvania say, oh, it's Philly or Pittsburgh. But, I mean, that's such a small part of the overall land that's covered. Is that part of your goal to make people say, hey, you know, and businesses say, hey, this is a very central place. That's why we call it the Keystone State.
Yeah, I think when you're talking about the Mid-Atlantic region of the United States, Pennsylvania, I mean, that's another reason why we are the Keystone State. When you looked at the 13 original colonies, you know, right in the middle. But I think there's a really good opportunity here. You know, when you talk about Interstate 80, Routes 11 and 15, the rail traffic and, you know, where we're at in between Philadelphia and New York, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh. I mean, you're essentially 4 hours from, you know, large, large population of the United States. So I think that's what employers look for. I also recognize that we have really good industries here. We have a great healthcare system here. So there are really things that are beneficial. So that's what I think my job is to, when, you know, having these conversations, especially with prospective businesses, is to keep, you know, exemplifying the resources that we have here. And we have great higher education facilities, you know, either right here in the district or just 15 to 20 minute drives. And ultimately, those people, you know, those educated workforces, that's what people are looking for. You know, and it doesn't have to be from a standard 4-year institution. I mean, we have great vocational schools right here. You know, some of our high schools do a great job of preparing people for the workforce in what I call the building trades, or, you know, jobs that they're ready to go the moment they graduate high school and really start giving back or creating their own life.
And obviously, I would guess that sitting in a long legislative session isn't the best part of the job, but what is the best part of the job?
The best part of the job is interacting with my constituents, 65,000 people I have the good fortune of representing. I love hearing the different things. Harrisburg can be a drain, and, you know, it can really make you have some disdain for government. But what I find is really nice and important is when I can, I sleep at my house. I drive back to Sunbury. I drive back to the district most nights that I can, because that's where, to me, that's where I get my grounding. This is where I'm from. This is where I return to at night. So as much as Harrisburg can be frustrating to some people, it's easy not to get frustrated when you remember where you're from. And more importantly, who sent you there? Why were you sent there? You know, my job is to go down there and represent people of Northumberland and Montour counties. And I don't take that for granted. I'm reminded of that daily. I still have kids, you know, in elementary, middle school, high school. So I can see firsthand of the things we're voting on, of how that's going to directly impact the future of Pennsylvania.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.